You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The National Credit Regulator has updated its reporting codes as it relates to information sharing. This has some serious implications on service providers like those that offer buy now, pay later facilities, because the new reporting standards could mean that your borrowings are reported as part of your credit score assessments. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with the Chief Executive Officer of the Credit Association of South Africa, Leonie van Pletsens, who joins me on the line now to see what we make of this. Leonie, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with an overview of what prompted the National Credit Regulator to make these adjustments.
So I think the growth of the BNPL products in South Africa, we've seen significant growth. And I think traditional credit providers, you know, needs visibility of those repayment obligations. And that is why the Credit Association actually advocated for the data to be uploaded on the credit bureau so that the credit providers has visibility of a consumer's expenses.
Leonie, how do these new adjustments have the potential to impact consumers that make use of these buy now, pay later facilities? What has been the norm up to this point, and what would the new adjustments mean?
So usually when a consumer entered into a BNPL agreement, there was no visibility on any form of credit bureau so that other traditional credit providers could have visibility of this. So what's happening now is the NCR is saying, because this industry is so big, they require reporting to take place. So now when a consumer enters into a BNPL agreement, that data would be visible to other credit providers as well, so that they can assess the affordability of the consumer to make sure that they can pay all of their debt obligations. So usually it wouldn't have an impact on your credit bureau reporting, but now there will be a visible account type that will tell other credit providers how many BNPL products you have and if you are up to date with your payments.
Leonie, this certainly has the potential to have some implications on how it is that lenders view you as a prospective borrower in the future. From a lending perspective, what is the practice around the information sharing that would benefit buy now, pay later service providers to adhere to these adjustments?
So this will definitely have an impact on credit providers, because we will now see if a client is already over indebted or if they can actually afford to repay all of their repayments. So this is an additional bureau submission that a credit provider has to take into account when they are determining their expenses. Now, this is important for consumers, because consumers must now make sure that they prepay these repayments on time so that it doesn't affect their payment score negatively. We are very happy that this is taking place so that we can have a full picture of the consumer's total obligations.
Leonie, what does this then mean for the credit scores overall? You touched on the fact that
Yes.
It affects payment behaviors and how it is that prospective service providers might view those behaviors. Does it have a material impact on the actual credit score of consumers?
So all of the credit providers have different credit scores and mechanisms that they use. This will only merely increase your expenses, you know, if you have a couple of BNPL products. So if you are stacking the products, making use of 3 or 4 different BNPL providers, credit providers will now be able to see this and will determine if you can actually afford formal credit. And BNPL at this stage is not regulated, so they don't do an affordability assessment. However, normal credit providers registered with the NCR has to do an affordability calculation. So this will be taken into consideration when they are doing their affordability calculations.
Leonie, in your opinion, is this the next step towards getting buy now, pay later service providers to be more formally regulated? I mean, we do know that from a credit perspective, as you rightly mentioned, this does have an impact on formal credit, even if this might be considered informal credit at the stage.
Yes, I think this is definitely the next step for them to become more regulated. And we would advocate not for over-regulation, but at least for a National Credit Act affordability assessment to take place, so that when we do our affordability, they do the affordability in the same way to make sure that the consumer is not over-indebted. Because we don't want the consumer to make use of different BNPL products and then actually go out and seek formal credit in order to pay those products. So a step in the right direction. I don't think reporting is the only mechanism that will solve this problem, but I think the next regulations is on its way.
moving in the right direction towards ensuring that South Africans don't find themselves over indebted. This is the next step from the National Credit Regulator's perspective, having buy now, pay later service providers report on the activities of their consumers so that all other service providers are also able to share in that information. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Chief Executive Officer of the Credit Association of South Africa, Leonie van Pletzen, joining us to take a look at how it is that making use of buy now, pay later services could potentially impact your credit score.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.